Josh Massoud from the Seven Network, the seventh tackle segment we do all the time at this time on a Thursday morning. We're going to give it a real origin flavour as well, plus get through the little bits of controversy and gossip within your seventh tackle. G'day, Josh.
G'day, boys.
Well, let's get... It's a little bit like that. We are pointing out to our viewers or our listeners that you do have a maroon shirt on this morning. Geez, haven't you jumped ship pretty quickly?
Well, it only looks maroon because it's red and blue. You know, there's a bit of blue. It's a bit of Western style. But, yeah, no, I couldn't be bothered putting on a suit and tie. Mm. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
Again. Righto, thoughts on last night?
Oh, look, I thought New South Wales were going to win by 20 or even more, possibly at around the 30-minute mark. Their dominance was incredible. Mm. I really thought they stepped up on the front foot. The trade, Trbojevic for Clemmer off the bench versus Glasby and Papali, there was no match.
Yep. None.
They absolutely dominated, and obviously it all comes down to that Jarryd Hayne blow-on opportunity, and that's what the coaches talk about. Moments come in Origin where you have to take your chances, because if you don't, you get bitten. There's a huge momentum swing. And it probably turned on that Queensland. Get a bit of confidence in that last 5 minutes. They didn't get the try. Interesting, guys, that they didn't take the goal with 30 seconds to go before halftime. I couldn't believe they didn't. But that told us a bit about their confidence. And he almost scored on both plays. Mm. So I reckon they went into halftime with a lot of confidence that they probably shouldn't have had. And then Dylan Napa comes on in the second half. And in my opinion, single-handedly really douses the New South Wales pack. New South Wales, it's brawn versus brains this series, and we've got the brawn. But Napa, single-handedly, I reckon he was the one that handled all of that, and I reckon he deserves a lot of credit for Queensland's win.
His second stint was outstanding.
Fantastic. He was fantastic. You're happy enough to take some calls, mate, on Origin. They want to have their say on 13:53.
They sure do.
Josh Massoud is here. Regarding this James McManus story, mate, he's very heavily involved still with the Newcastle Knights. He even travels with him. You saw him up there in Origin number one. He's travelling with the Newcastle Knights, but the case continues against the club.
Yeah, it's back in court tomorrow, and there's some documents now lodged in the Supreme Court where we've now seen Newcastle's response.
Mm.
So we know that McManus, there's a number of incidents he's saying between 2012 and 2015 where he was left on the field when he thought he shouldn't have been. And the NRL and Newcastle, it's a bit of a joint defence, are basically saying that rugby league is an inherently dangerous recreational activity under the Civil Liabilities Act. Let's not get too technical here, but basically it's an inherent risk. Everyone that takes the field knows that they did, and they find it quite ridiculous that McManus is saying, well, Newcastle should have permanently forced me into retirement as soon as 2013, and then is claiming for loss of income for the rest of his career. That's what their defence is. They're saying that's a contradictory statement. It's a really, that's really interesting case. Yeah. It's going to be a
watershed case, really, isn't it?
And it does untold damage to the game.
Yeah, massively. I mean, if you're a mum,
or
a parent reading about this, are you going to get little Johnny into the game?
Exactly right. So.
It's a hard one, mate. We had a caller earlier. I think jumping the gun a little bit. He made a terrific impression, didn't he, Angus Crichton, on the weekend? But he's too early for Origin. But you've got a story about how he came across, well, Maguire came across him.
Yeah, people have got to pull their horn. I thought Cohen Hess as well. It was too early for him too. And I reckon he was...
God, I was sitting. His shoulders, the broadness from one edge to the other is incredible.
He looks like something
Cohen
from out of a
bike.
Marvel comic, doesn't he?
He's imagine when he finishes growing.
What do they call him? Paul Gallen called him, or was that Aaron Woods called him the bloke from Rocky?
Ivan Drago.
Yeah. He does. But again, the kid's played, what, less than 30 NRL games?
Yeah.
I don't think probably someone should maybe be stepping onto that arena until they've played maybe 60 or 70
but hang
games.
On. What if you've got no one else to go in the middle? And Queensland had no one else.
Oh, they had.
In the middle.
I think Thaiday was a little bit hard done by. My mail on Thaiday was that he suffered more for his behaviour in camp than on the field of stuff, that he was a bit too much of a good time Charlie, a bit too much of a clown. And
he's never been any different.
Yeah, but maybe there was a bit more of that and a bit less of
that's
of focus. And I suppose then everything comes into sharper focus when you lose to such an extent.
Sure.
But anyway, as for Angus Crichton, look, Madge is copping it at South at the moment, but there's probably no more committed coach apart from Craig Bellamy. He does come from that school. He does his homework very well. It's a great story because, as we know, Crichton was a boom rugby player. He could have been in the Wallaby system, whatever. guys, he was also at the Roosters as well.
Yeah.
In 2014, he played some SG balls. So they don't lose many of the Roosters, but what happened, South spotted him. They got him along to the dressing rooms at the SCG back in 2014 when they won the comp. They played Manly that night.
Smashed him.
Smashed him. You remember it well. He was, before the match, he was in the dressing rooms. After the match, he was in the dressing rooms. He was wined and dined by Nick Pappas, and Madge demanded that they just make it happen. Sam Burgess actually got on the phone, had a 20-minute chat with him as well, and it was done. It's a great recruitment story for the South Sydney Rabbitohs and definitely a player of the future.
Sam Burgess is his favourite player, and now he's playing with him. So, that, when you get a 20-minute call from him, that makes a difference.
But the irony of it, Jimmy, was that probably 20 minutes after Sam Burgess spoke to him, he was off to rugby himself.
Ah, good point.
And he's come back.
Good point. And couldn't understand what he was saying.
Yeah.
Down the phone line.
And, mate, Michael Leisha, the Eels, poor old Kayser Pritchard with that terrible knee injury. Double ligament break, wasn't it? Or snapping on the weekend. They're short because De Goyce is still off with head
talk
injury,
talk about concussion. Oh, he did that in a February trial and he still hasn't appeared at all. So you'd think he's not coming back this season. And you look at Kayser Pritchard as well, a serious, serious knee injury like that. Is he going to even be 100% next season? How long is he going to take to get full fitness? So Parramatta have to look at another hooker. And Michael Leisha at Canterbury, absolutely nothing is happening there in regard to him being re-signed. I think there's a desire maybe from Des to do it, but they've got to sort out everything else. Mm. Greg Eastwood is the big piece of the puzzle there. They are desperate to move him elsewhere because he's massively back-ended, but they can't find another club to take him on that money. So until that's sorted, Michael Leisha mightn't get a deal. Parramatta now, they're on the cusp of the eight. They need a hooker, and could it happen before June 30? Well, you know, it's been put to them. Whether or not Canterbury would play ball if the scenario does materialise, we'll have to wait and see.
Cameron King will be the guy that comes in there at some stage at Brad Arthur. He's has NRL experience and been playing lower grades.
But who comes off? The problem is who comes off the bench? Like, can Cameron King pump out 80 minutes having played a handful of first grade games in the last 6 years?
Yeah, yeah, what have they done? Kayser Pritchard hasn't been playing the 80. 1353 53, the open line number. People here want to ask you some questions. Lucky Leo is there. Go ahead, Lucky Leo.
Morning, boys. I've got a couple of questions.
Yeah.
And I'll get Josh to take them if that's okay.
Yeah, of course, mate.
Yes, mate.
As a Queenslander, there's a few things that annoy me about the Channel 9 commentary. First of all, it's Gus Gould. He always picks up on the 50-50 calls that go against New South Wales. He doesn't pick up on any that go against Queensland. The classic example was when Billy Slater got taken out. It was up to Sterling in the replay to say something. So that's just my comment. You can comment on that. My second gripe is the New South Wales press. As soon as they win a game or a series, there's always talk of a dynasty. And before this team, there's never really been a dynasty. The most the team won was three series in a row.
Fair enough.
And my third comment was Cameron Smith in the post-match and his talk about Jonathan Thurston and what he brings to a team. I just like your general thoughts on that sort of thing.
Yeah,
and by the way, boys, I've been a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Good on you, mate.
So, yeah, I do really enjoy the show.
Good. Lucky Leo, even though you're a Queenslander, hold the line. We'll get you out some big sports breakfast caps, okay?
Two caps?
Two. Don't.
Well, why did you say caps?
Well, because winners, they have parties, and losers, they have meetings.
Okay.
I thought, I got that. Maybe this is a Queenslander.
Yeah. Right. What do you think, those points?
About those points, well, the Cameron Smith one's really good. I was in the press conference, you know, just feels like just a few hours ago, really. And Cameron Smith, really emotional about what he saw from Jonathan Thurston. Basically said, there's not a game he's played with him in the last 8 years where he hasn't been busted up. But I think last night was another level. And you've got to, I mean, it's something we've really got to follow closely today. What is the prognosis on JT? Is his farewell in doubt? What does that mean for Queensland's halves? The other thing I can also tell you guys, Boyd Cordner, he's got a calf injury.
He looked terrible when he came off.
And he was even more devastated than any Origin captain I've seen after a loss. Has it passed through his head that he might be in doubt for game three as well as the Blues captain? Because he had a little calf problem coming into game two. He sat out a few training sessions. If he's torn that and he's only got 3 weeks to recover... Yeah. He's in doubt.
He is the type of player, I think they did it in the 2013 grand final, that can play high-level games without lead-up games.
Yep. He came straight back into the side.
That's right.
2013.
After a lengthy time.
Josh Masood from Channel 7, Seven Tackle Set, is here taking your calls. If you've got a question for Josh, give us a call now on 1353-53. Just before we get to that, you wanted to talk about the freebies given out for Origin last night and the speculation around free memberships for clubs as well, Josh.
Yeah, I was walking past ANZ Stadium on Tuesday afternoon and there was an absolutely enormous line stretching back from the box office on the eastern side, pretty much halfway back to Olympic Park Station, hundreds of people. And I had a bit of chat with a few of them, and they said, oh, we're basically lining up to collect our tickets. And I was like, oh, yeah, what type of tickets are they? And they were, well, we actually work in Sydney Olympic Park. They were CBA employees there at the office there. And they said that each one of them was entitled to two free tickets. How many people in that building at CBA at Homebush? You do the math. I mean, there might be hundreds, maybe 1,000 free tickets given away. And that's just CBA employees. What about the rest of these people that are entitled to this? It depressed me, to be honest, that for our showpiece event in rugby league, there's one Origin game at Homebush this year, and we're giving away all these free tickets. I mean, how do people from the country feel who've made the effort, who've paid top dollar full price to come down to the game, and yet we're giving away free tickets just so we can put the full house sign up hours before kickoff?
82,259 there last night, and Buzz Rothfield writes today that only 45,000 seats were paid for.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that, but expect a nasty NRL press release.
Sold to the general public. That's different. Obviously, there's corporate events, sold to the general public.
Which is your high premium. That's where you're making your money, when you're selling the
corporate
ticket.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is a little bit of, I don't want to get into it too much because we've got callers, but it's a bit of a misnomer that's always sold out Origin. You know, there's been some really low crowds. We can talk about Suncorp not being sold out, ANZ not being sold out, which it was, so to speak.
I prefer to say full house rather than sold out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because sold out indicates that everyone's bought a ticket.
I don't think Origin's ever been more popular than it is now.
Agree.
Yeah, but neither's probably the NRL when you look at TV ratings, the amount of people talk about it. Look at the grandstands.
That doesn't mean they got the ticket pricing right for Origin, by the way. But I don't think Origin's ever been more popular than it is right now. Let's get to the open line.
Okay.
Hello, Andrew. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. One to Josh here. Look, I follow Origin passionately. I think we tend to forget New South Wales has played 120 fantastic minutes of football so far. They just had about 40 minutes. Queensland have still got to play another 80 brilliant minutes to beat us. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, I couldn't agree with you more, and that's why I don't think there should be any changes. I can't see the team improving with anyone that's waiting in the wings. It was just a couple of brain fades in the second half and some brilliant individual moments from those Queensland champions that got them over the line in the last 3 minutes. New South Wales, they're going to win. If they're going to win in Game 3, it's going to be through brawn. It's going to be through their forward pack. We can't match them for smarts in the halves. We did it in Game 1. Let's stick solid with the team.
Go ahead, Pete.
There you going?
Good, Pete.
So much for my 65th birthday present, eh?
Oh. 3 weeks' time.
Just a couple of points. I've been defending Pearce on your show and on Twitter and so on. I think it was a different game this time. I don't think we can bag him too much because the forwards were nowhere near as dominant this time as they were last time.
Well, they were in the first half, I think. I think Trbojevic and Klemmer, when one of our forwards wins man of the match in a losing team, that does indicate that I think for a large section of the game we were, and I think probably more could have been done off the back of that, particularly late in the first half.
Just on that, thanks for the call, Pete. Do you agree with Josh Jackson as man of the match?
No. I thought Billy Slater was the difference for Queensland. It was pointed out, I think, by UTK earlier on in the show, that piece of genius putting his toe back on the line. That's eyes in the back of your head stuff. That's great awareness. And then he creates all the danger in the final 10 minutes, including the opportunity for Morgan to flick that pass for the final try.
And even when you just see him looming behind the line, getting into position, even if he's not going to get the ball, it's just those seeds of doubt and that attention that he brings, that defensive line.
He was sort of Moylan-esque. Matt Moylan comes in and plays in the front line. He did a lot of that last night when you had JT on one leg. He stepped up and filled the breach.
Yeah. And
I thought
Cooper
Dane Gagai was outstanding.
Yeah. I thought Dave Plummer was the Blues' best, but we can.
Jimmy, he's probably leading the race for man of the series. Yeah, he's probably played the best 160 minutes out of anyone.
What about last series? What about last year?
Tremendous.
Hi, Jay. Josh is listening, mate.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Good, thanks, mate.
I've got to say, I'm sick of us blowing it. I'm pretty sick of us blowing it, but I'm also sick of a couple of other things. Like, can anyone there answer me? Were Queensland perfect in the second half?
Oh, no, far from it. I don't think so at all, but they just managed to win those little moments. And I go back to the little smart things like what Billy Slater did, Cameron Smith there, getting out of dummy half, putting those short kicks in. They kicked early a lot. I think it was on their second last set of the game. They kicked on the fourth tackle because I suppose to take it to the fifth tackle deep in your own territory, you're going to get a pressure, you might get a charge down. It's and then Dane Gagai taking that high ball. They just do all the pressure moments right, and that's what won them the game.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Jerry was referring to that or the fact that the New South Wales didn't get a penalty in the second half.
I think he was referring to the fact they didn't get a penalty in the second half. Yeah. And look, I thought it suited them. I thought the 10 was even a little bit more skinnier than it was. I thought there was great leniency there in the 10 metres from the referees.
For the whole game. How could
even a bit more, you know, than game number one. Yeah, I think that suited Queensland.
It did, but geez, it didn't suit them after 30 minutes. New South Wales, that was the whole 80 minutes of the teams were encroaching on the 10 metres. I don't think it's an issue.
Both teams,
yeah.
It was a bit more like, got a bit more like trench warfare. Nick, Josh is listening, mate.
Yes, good morning. Look, I just can't believe the continual excuses for the rugby league poor crowd, like TK's game.
I don't think 80,000's a poor crowd, right? I mean, there's been Origins, mate, where there were 16,000 people at Origin.
TK, you always defend rugby league, but to give away 35,000 tickets for your showpiece event, the game's in trouble.
No, Nick. They didn't give away 35,000. 45,000 tickets were sold to the general public, Nick, the rest are corporates, and then a proportion of those are freebies.
Josh and Jimmy, I've got to be honest here. I have an answer for everything. Right?
Sure. You do, yeah.
The one thing I don't have an answer for is how you get, and I still think that's an unbelievable crowd. I understand there were promotional freebies, right? We can stage events here in Sydney that will get five times less people at them, the same event as they have in Melbourne. But that's just the way we are. You know? Mm. And after, you know, there's a...
That's the only thing
in the world I don't have a solution to.
That's the city.
Mate.
It's the traffic. It's just absolute brain drain. That's one thing. Huge, though.
Sydney apathy is another thing.
All of that.
Pricing's another thing.
Living in Sydney is a battle. It's so competitive. It is traffic, parking, housing, everything. Every time you think about something in Sydney, it's a battle.
And the other thing that needs to be taken into account is a non-rectangular field.
All that?
Yeah,
rectangular. How about getting public transport to avoid the traffic? 300 metres short of Strathfield Station, I sit stationary on the train for 50 minutes.
But the other problem for people is we've got to get up at 5:30 in the morning and battle the morning peak hour traffic, so we're not going to go out at night till late and go and watch that sporting event.
It's on again.
It is all one big problem. The answer is, at NRL level, get more games out of Sydney. Like that South Titans game, should never have been played in Sydney.
At ANZ.
That was embarrassing.
Josh, it's flown. All the fallout tonight on 7 News. The latest with Jonathan Thurston.
The latest with Boyd Cordner.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Thanks, Josh.
Look forward to it. That's Josh Massoud, the 7th tackle. You can go to Yahoo.
Yahoo.com.au.
And get the 7th tackle.